What's up, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Table Talks with Francis. I am so excited to share this experience with you guys since it has always been my dream to become a radio jock or a broadcaster. Bata pa lang ako, bida-bida na ako. High school pa lang, pinapakinggan ko na si Chico and Delamar ng The Morning Rush. And also, I watch Cara David's documentary sa GMA. So that inspired me na gustuhin mag-radio or maging broadcaster. But unfortunately, there are things that doesn't go along in our way. Our priorities are changing, but it doesn't mean na hindi na natin pwedeng ma-pursue yung passion natin in life. That's why I am so thankful that I'm now able to start my first episode. Actually, 3 days ago, I posted the trailer for my podcast and natuwa naman ako sa feedbacks ng mga tao, especially ng friends ko and relatives. My cousin even made a logo for my podcast. Excited siya. So, thank you so much for encouraging me to push this or to do this. And this podcast is all about life. Life in general. Our experiences, our fears, and how we deal with them every day. All the learnings. Anything that can be talked about over a cup of coffee, and hopefully it'll help you go through your daily struggles. Guys, this is not just my podcast. Kayo din, podcast niyo rin to, because we will all share our experiences. And speaking of learnings, for my first episode, I wanted to share with you the 5 things that I've learned in my 20s. As you all know, I'm already 25. And I'm already on my quarter life, and I just want to share the things or the highlights that I learned throughout my 20s. First, I learned to invest in myself and for myself. This is a good life lesson because lately ko lang to na-realize that making time for yourself is important. It will help you discover what you want and what you're capable of. Also, investing time for yourself will help you realize kung ano yung dapat i-work on sa'yo, like sa attitude mo or sa thinking mo. And yes, masaya na may companion, but sometimes yung mga companion na sinasamahan natin, hindi naman nila alam kung ano yung dinideal natin every day and what our aspirations are. So, it's best sometimes to seclude yourself and to think about the next step na gagawin mo, lalong-lalo na sa future mo. So, that's the first thing that I want to share sa mga taong takot mag-isa or sa mga taong gustong maging independent. Number 2, learn to let go of the toxic arguments. So, this life lesson is really applicable kahit anong edad. There are people that no matter how hard we try to give explanation, hindi talaga nila tayo tatanggapin. And it's not our fault anymore if they cannot accept any criticism or any explanation, kasi may mga tao na sobrang solid na ng paninindigan or paniniwala, and we can't really break them. I mean, hindi na natin sila kayang mabigyan ng suggestions, so they just can't accept it. So if you are in this kind of situation right now wherein nandun ka sa kalagitnaan ng argument or pag-uusap or, you know, situation na to, you just have to let go. You just have to simply drop the conversation and just simply shut up. That's it. Kasi yun lang naman yung pwede nating magawa. Ang tumahimik, and then let's just let go of it. Yes, it's hard not to prove your point or not to voice out. But sometimes, letting go of the toxic people, hindi naman ibig sabihin nun sinasara mo na yung doors mo sa kanila eh. It's just that you're just trying to walk away from the toxic and negative conversation and arguments na alam mo naman sa sarili mong walang patutunguhan in the end. So that's one of the things that I've learned while growing up. Number 3, this life lesson for me is very special since na-realize ko lang siya lately. And it is really a good life lesson that you don't gain without some loss. So in order for you to gain something, you have to let go or you have to lose some things. And getting peace, gaining peace is something that we need to have in our lives. And for us to gain peace, you really have to lose the reason that causes your distraction or that causes disturbance. So it doesn't matter if it's a relationship, if it's friendship, if it's your job, or let's say mga acquaintance na wala namang ambag or wala namang say talaga, you know, sa sarili mo or sa pinagdadaanan mo, you just have to drop, you know, those relationship or those people. You have to lose them in order for you to gain the respect or the peace that you deserve. And if you want to gain the respect, if you want to gain your respect, then you have to lose the table that doesn't serve respect and accountability anymore. Sometimes, yung mga bagay na gusto natin, hindi naman talaga para sa atin eh. I mean, hindi nakakabuti sa atin. So it's best to lose them. Yes, I know it's hard, but trust me, it's worth it in the end. So that's the lesson number 3 that I want to share sa mga taong gustong-gustong maka-attain ng peace of mind, ng rest, then you have to lose some things in order for you to gain something. Number 4, I learned that everyone has their own timeline. I myself tend to compare my journey sa mga taong kaedad ko, sa mga kabatch ko. Minsan naiingit ako sa kanila kasi, wow, professional na sila, or may bahay na sila, or may kotse na sila. But naisip ko, lahat ng tao may achievements. So, kahit hindi kapansin-pansin yung achievement ko, meron at meron pa rin akong nagawa, not just for myself, but for other people, especially in my family. Naging breadwinner ako for a long time, and up until now, breadwinner pa rin naman ako. So, I think that's one of the greatest achievement na nagawa ko and nagagawa ko dahil I am supporting my family. So, if may mga taong nakikinig ngayon na napanghihinaan ng loob or questioning about their future, please don't. Everything happens for a reason. So, may kanya-kanya tayong timetable. And the last thing that I want to share is lesson number 5. Communication is everything. I believe that lahat ng bagay ay napag-uusapan if both parties are willing to listen and willing to compromise. Again, for you to have an effective communication, you have to listen to the person first and then talk. Hindi naman pwede yung ikaw lang yung palaging nagsasalita, and hindi lang pwede yung palaging siya lang din yung nakikinig. So it has to be both parties na willing mag-compromise para sa isa't isa. I'm not just talking about relationships here romantically, but I'm also talking about communication in general, such as with your family, with your boss at work, with your friends, and with the people around you. It has to be a two-way thing, diba? So it takes two to tango. Hindi lang siya, hindi lang naman din ikaw. And nakikipag-communicate ka not to prove your point, not to prove na tama ka, but to understand each other better and to know kung bakit yun yung pinaglalaban niya or yun yung point niya, right? And again, it's not for you to prove your point but to understand the person. So yeah, these are the 5 things that I've learned in my early 20s and still applicable pa naman sa lahat ng edad. And again, if you are experiencing this, please feel free to message me or to send me voice message here in Anchor app. Let's talk about it and let's give each other our inputs para sa susunod podcast. We will talk about the things that we have learned for this episode. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for listening to my first episode, to this first talk sa Table Talks with Francis. And I'm looking forward to to be with you guys in the next episode. Then thank you and have a nice day.